They're broken. The road surface is in a very, very poor state. And it's very disappointing that this money has been allocated such a time ago and that we've moved so slowly in relation to this. Now, I do understand there has been some changes in terms of procurement in relation to this money over recent times, which has caused impact on this project moving forward. But I am calling on the local authority to expedite improvements to those areas like Rockwood Parade and Stephen Street, Castle Street, Market Street, Abbey Street, Holborn Street. These streets in Sligo Town aren't fit for purpose, and we're falling way behind where other local authority areas and town centres are across other counties.
You say that maybe one of the main factors for the delay is changes to procurement, but surely that wouldn't be enough, Councillor Walsh, for this lengthy delay, as you say, when the funding is in place and the need is there.
Yeah, look, the funding has been allocated. It's still in place, but we've yet to see any change to any of these streets that were put into that application. So I suppose the Chief Executive has informed me that the detailed design stage for Rockwood Parade and Kempton, Stephen Street and Holborn Street is going to go out to tender in quarter one 2025 with the view to starting construction in quarter two, quarter three 2025. So that would be the first phase before we move on to Abbey Street and Castle Street, for example. And it'll be done on a three-phase basis. So the first phase will incorporate Stephen Street and Holborn Street. And we have to move forward on that because we have businesses paying rates. We have people who are using these streets on a daily basis. People who are older that are not able, in some cases, to use some of the footpaths. They're not safe to cross. They're not safe to use. They're not wide enough to pass each other on in some cases, such as Holborn Street. And we have to invest money to bring our town centre and our public realm up to a standard that is fit for purpose and up to a modern standard like many of our other local authority areas across the country.